KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A former senior official at the Umsunduzi municipality has been slapped with a 10-year prison sentence for bribery and corruption. Hlakanipho Dlamini once worked as a fleet supervisor within the municipality. He was found guilty of demanding a 100,000 rand payment from a service provider. Dlamini demanded the cash with a promise to process a 1.5 million rand payment that was owed by the municipality. KZN Hawks spokesperson Simpiwe Mhlongo says Dlamini then demanded more money from the service provider.
The service provider reported the matter to the Deaf and Serious Corruption Investigation, who then conducted an investigation to verify the allegations against Dlamini. Indeed, they conducted an undercover operation when Dlamini was caught red-handed after collecting cash.
Moving to Gauteng, President Cyril Ramaphosa says there's a gap between the promises of South Africa's constitution and the everyday reality of many of the country's citizens. He delivered the keynote address at an event marking the 30th anniversary of the Constitutional Court in Johannesburg today.
Persistent inequality, threats to judicial independence that are often voiced, lack of implementation of court orders, and the erosion of trust in institutions remain pressing challenges.
But despite this, Ramaphosa says the apex court has done its part in building trust in the country's judiciary. Meanwhile, Chief Justice Mandisa Maya says the Constitutional Court, has faithfully fulfilled its role as guardian of the Constitution.
In seminal decisions such as SARFU, Doctors for Life, so-called Gandla case, many others, the court reaffirmed the pivotal role that courts play to ensure that all branches of government and public office bearers adhere to their constitutional obligations.
And in Mpumalanga, five men are expected to appear in court in connection with the murder of journalist Asiri Ndlovu and his partner Zodwa Mdluli. Their bodies were found in Limpopo last month after the couple vanished from their home. Mdluli's son, Treasure, spoke to the SABC at his mother's funeral service, which is currently underway in Hazyview.
For me, there is no justice when it comes to this. Nothing will be enough. Whether they rot in jail, whether they die, whatever, the void is there. No justice.
On the international front, as the fighting between Israel and Iran continues today, UK Foreign Secretary David Lemmy is meeting with his French and German counterparts, as well as Iran's foreign minister in Geneva. The talks are aimed at creating a pathway back to diplomacy over Iran's contested nuclear program. Over 500 people have been killed in Israel and Iran since hostilities began last week. Your top story this hour, a former senior official at the Umsunduzi municipality has been slapped with a 10-year prison sentence for bribery and corruption. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.